Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Tajweed 1. Book Recitation of the Holy Quran. Teacher Shaykh Maysam Sadiq. Lesson number 3.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the third session of our course on Tajweed, which is the second book of the series of Quran recitation. In the last session, we talked about the meaning of tajweed and the meaning of tartil. So we explained some of the expressions that we have, and now you've got familiar with some of these expressions like tahqiq, tadweer, tahdeer, and also tartil. And in the last session, we talked about tajweed as well, and the meaning of tajweed. And in the last session, we said that in tajweed, there are three areas to be covered. The first area is the makharij al-huruf, which is the points of articulation of the letters. The second area is sifatul huruf, which is concerned with the qualities of the letters when they are separated, not combined with the other letters, or the natural qualities of the letters. And the third area in tajweed is ahkamul huruf, and we explained that ahkamul huruf are the rules of the letters which occur when the letters are combined with the other letters. So these rules have to do with the surrounding letters. We started with the first area, which is the points of articulation or the makharij al-huruf. And we said that in the Arabic alphabet, many of the letters have equivalents in other languages. Like ba is ba, bi, ba. They are the same in all languages. But there are a few letters that have no equivalent in other languages. So in this part, we are going to deal with the letters which are not existing in the other languages. And in this book, 9 letters have been marked as difficult letters, which I said they are not difficult, and you can learn it. You just need to focus to find the right point of articulation of those letters to be able to pronounce them. We said that the 9 letters are sad, ha, kha, sad, dad, ta, va, ain, ghain, and qaf. These are the 9 letters. In the last session, we explained about the first four letters, which are ha, kha, ain, and ghain. These letters are the halqi letters, the letters that are pronounced from the throat. And we said that ha and ayn are pronounced from the middle throat or the mid throat. So they come from the middle of the throat. and we explained about the pronunciation of these two. And also we explained the pronunciation or the point of articulation of kha and ghain, which are pronounced from the throat again, but from that part of the throat which is nearest to the area of our mouth. And we explain them. Now we are moving forward to the other five letters, which are Dad, Ba, Sad, Va, and Qaf. Now, concerning the letter Dad, it is very famous that Dad is the most difficult letter in the Arabic alphabet in terms of pronunciation. But it's not that difficult. You just need to focus to know the point of articulation of this letter, and then to listen a lot. Listening is very important because people's vocal tract are different from one another. So we need to listen a lot to identify the sound of the letter, and then look for the right place of the pronunciation of that letter in our own vocal tract to be able to pronounce them. Concerning the letter Dad, there are two different ways of pronouncing it. One of them is very easy, and the other one is, famous that it's very, very difficult. But it's not that difficult anyway. That simple pronunciation of Dad, which is not mentioned in the book, is the Shami pronunciation, or the way that people in Lebanon and Syria and Jordan and some other countries pronounce the Dad. And that is exactly like Dal, Da. So it's the same as Dal, and it's pronounced from the same point of articulation, with the difference that Dad is pronounced very heavily and it fills the space of the mouth. So basically it's referred to as Dal Mufakham. Dal Mufakham means very heavy Dal. So this is one way of pronouncing it, like Ba, 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 Ba. غير المغضوب مغضوب. So I'm pronouncing it from the same point of articulation as that of dal, but I'm making it very heavy and I try to fill my mouth with air. ضرب ضرب غير المغضوب مغضوب. So this is one way, and it's very simple. The other way of pronouncing it, which is the pronunciation of the Hijaz, the original pronunciation, which was in Arabia, in Hijaz, and that pronunciation is like one of the edges of the tongue touches the upper inner edge of the molar. Now, as you can see in the figure, one of the edges of the tongue, no matter the right side or the left side, although most of the people are more convenient to use the left side, but it doesn't matter. Either right or left side of the tongue touches the inner edge, the upper inner edge of the molar. So as you can see in the figure, the edge of the tongue touches that part of the molar, and then Dad is pronounced. Actually, here again, the tongue moves upward, which makes it heavy. So ba ba ba. So the sound is similar to that of dal mufakham, ba ba, maghdub maghdub, but a little bit slightly different. Ghayril maghdubi maghdubi maghdubi. So this is the pronunciation of dad. The next letter is, as I said, we need to listen a lot, meticulously, to the recitation of the qaris, the professional qaris, and try to make the same sound. Actually, it doesn't matter so much that you find and that you try to pronounce these letters from these exact points that we are mentioning. The main point is to be able to make this sound, and using that point of articulation that we mention. The next letter is ta. The makhraj of ta includes a portion of the upper surface of the tongue with the front of the tongue, touching the roots of the two upper incisors. So it's almost the same as te. So the point of articulation of ta is the same, almost the same as dal and ta. But in ta, the tongue is curved and it goes upward, and again the mouth, the space of the mouth is filled with air, which makes it heavy again. Ta, 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 ta. So this is the pronunciation of ta. And the third letter is sad. Here the tip of the tongue is placed near the inner plates of the upper incisors. The tongue will be curved. Again here, this makhraj is also for the letters sin and za, with a little difference. So it's almost the same makhraj, or the same point of articulation of sin and za, but the difference is that sad is heavier than sin. Sin is very light, but sad is heavy. So here again, the tongue, especially the root of the tongue, moves upward and makes the pronunciation of the letter sad heavy. So we say sa and sa. Sa is light, and the mouth and the tongue does not move upward, but sa 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 is heavier, and the tongue moves toward the top of the mouth. This is the pronunciation of sad. Then we have the letter va. The point of the articulation is that the front of the tongue, the tip of the tongue, is placed between the tips of the two upper incisors, and the tongue will be curved. Va, va, va. This is the same point of articulation of dal and tha. You know that in tha, the pronunciation of tha is the same as th in English in the word think. When we say think in English, the tip of the tongue is placed between the front teeth, and we say like think, think. So the same point of articulation is used for dal also, when we say this, that, those, these. So th in English can be pronounced as tha or thal. Now, the same point of articulation is used for the letter va, with the difference that in the pronunciation of va, the root of the tongue or the tongue moves upward, and the pronunciation of va is heavy, much heavier than thal. So we have tha, va, tha, va. Now, this is the pronunciation of va, and we will practice that more, inshallah, in the future, in the coming lessons. And the last of the nine difficult letters that we said is qaf. Qaf is pronounced from that part of our mouth which is near the tongue, and the innermost part of the tongue next to the throat, along with what corresponds or opposite to it from the roof of the mouth. So these two parts will touch and qaf will be created. Qa, qa, qa. So the point of articulation of qaf is very close to the point of articulation of kaf, ka, which is in English as well and in many other languages. We have ka, cat, cut. The same thing, the same point of articulation of ka or kaf in Arabic, very close to that point of articulation is the point of articulation of qaf. The difference is again in the heaviness of qaf. The tongue moves upward, which makes the pronunciation of the qaf heavy. It makes it heavy. Qa, qa, qa. These are the nine letters that are pronounced differently. I mean, there are no equivalents for them in other languages, and we need to find the right point of articulation of these letters in our own vocal tract, as I said, because our vocal tracts are different. So we need to play with our vocal tract to look for the right place in our own vocal tract for the pronunciation of these letters. And another point which is very important that we should keep in mind is the sound. So we need to create the sound. It doesn't matter if you put your tongue a little bit forward or a little bit backward. That does not matter. The point that is important, which matters a lot, is the sound. We should be able to create this sound, to pronounce and articulate this sound. And to do that, in order to do that, we need to identify the sound properly, which requires a lot of listening. And we need to listen very carefully and meticulously to the qira'ah, to the recitation of the qaris. And after listening many times, then we get familiar with the sound of the letters. When we get familiar with the sound of the letters, then we can try to find that place in our mouth or in our vocal tract which lets us pronounce the letter in that way. There are differences and similarities. Continuing the lesson, we have the differences and similarities of the letters, which helps us a lot in overcoming the difficulty of the pronunciation. If we know that there are two, three letters which are similar in some ways and different in some ways, then we'll be able to overcome the difficulty of the pronunciation of these letters. Like, there are three or four letters that are sometimes confused and are pronounced interchangeably. I mean, they are pronounced mistakenly sometimes instead of the other letters, and they are za, dal, ba, and bad. So they are very close, and sometimes people mispronounce these letters. So we have bad and za. So we should say riba, as we have the example in the book. Riba, marid. But many people wrongly pronounce them as Reza, Mariz. Okay. The difference between Dad and Za actually is very clear, because the makhraj of Dad, as we explained, is the edge of the tongue touching the upper molar. So, And it's very heavy, as we said, because we need to move our tongue upward to make it very heavy. Whereas in the pronunciation of za, it is from the tip of the tongue placed near the inner plates of the upper incisors. Actually, we have it. We don't need to explain the point of articulation of za, because we have it in our own languages. In English, we have z. So, za is pronounced like z in any English word, like zoo and like any other word. So, in the pronunciation of za, there is a buzz sound, some sound like the buzzing sound of the bee. So, this sound should not be there in the pronunciation of dad, and neither in the pronunciation of dal, and neither in the pronunciation of va. So this buzzing sound is only and only for the za. And if any of the other three letters pronounced with this sound, it shows that we are mispronouncing those letters. We explained about the difference between bad and za, and there are a few examples, like with sukoon and without sukoon. We have the word fadl, fadl. We have azwaj. You can easily identify the buzzing sound of the za, but there is no buzzing sound in the dad. Fadlun, 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 azwajun, azwajun, za. And it's very important to know that in Arabic, if you mispronounce the letters, then you're going to make a totally different word with a totally different meaning. Like, if you say balla with bad, the meaning is to go astray. Balla means you went astray. But if you say it with za, zalla, the meaning is he slipped or he fell into error or fault. So, we should be careful to pronounce the letters properly. Otherwise, we are going to make a new word with a totally different meaning. Some examples, I'm going to read and to recite these examples, words, and the verses from the Holy Quran, just to make the sound of the bad and za a little bit clear, so that we can identify the sound and the point of articulation of these two letters better. بيضاء رضوان فضله ضربت يضيع. Now we have the زاء. أزواجا تنزيل رزقا زنين جزاء. So the pronunciation of the two letters are totally different. Now, in these two verses, pay attention to the pronunciation of ضاد and ذال and the others. Here we have the first ayah, we have the pronunciation of the letter ضاد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له وله أجر كريم. So we had three letters of ضاد in this ayah, in this verse. Now listen to the next ayah. We have four letters of za, and pay attention to the pronunciation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها. So we have four letters of za here and one ضاد. And here the difference becomes very clear. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. The ضاد is totally different from زاء. Then we will have the ذال and ضاء and the difference between them. Inshallah, we will explain the difference between these two letters, ذال and ضاء, in the coming session. So what I would like to emphasize is that we need to listen a lot to the pronunciations, to the recitations of the Holy Quran from professional qaris, and it is very important that our listening should be very carefully and meticulously in order to identify the precise pronunciation of the letters, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.